Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McDougald moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDougald scores. Mantle moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Mantle scores. Berra goes all the way around to score. Skowron moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skowron moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards short. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell throws the ball into Bridewesser, who tags Howard, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser bunts towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bridewesser for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman is walked intentionally. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Boone reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidwesser takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidwesser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-2 in the game. Cux bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from House and he is safe. Coleman steals third. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berra is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Billy Heft. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Duke Moss now pitching. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Brad Wesser covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Jim Bridewesser. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.